know the divine life. To know the divine life is something that I believe all of you aspire to know. But I think you have had the experience of talking to people, and when you talk about life, their thought is not something different from your human life, but a kind of an improvement of the human life. From God's, with God's help, my human life would be better. But the divine life is another life. You see, it's another life. And so you need to know another life. You don't need to improve the human life. You need to give up on it and live the divine life. Our human life is just not as neat as we think. Sometimes we even are disgusted with it. But at all times, God is disgusted with it. So we need to know the divine life, because at all times, He is well pleased with the divine life. It was embodied in Christ and is now the life-giving Spirit, the Spirit of life. Okay, know the divine life. In Him, John 1:4, in Him was life. Look at that. In Christ was life. You know, so many people were living on the earth at that time, but John said, in Him was life. Doesn't that give you a little clue that life wasn't somewhere else? The real life? In Him was life. That's the divine life. And the life was the light of men. Okay. John 3:16. I want to put this verse here, not because it's my favorite verse. It's not. It's because it's the most popular verse in the religious world. For God so loved the world. And it's a great verse, really. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that everyone who believes into Him would not perish, but have eternal life. See? Eternal life. Catch this. The Greek says eternal, not everlasting. Everlasting, you may or you may not have the concept that everlasting means the same thing as eternal. But to be sure, we need to translate it accurately. This is an accurate translation. It's eternal, you see. Eternal means no beginning, no end. Everlasting means maybe there's a beginning, but there's no end. You see? So one is a line and one is a circle. You see, we're enjoying the divine, heavenly life that has no beginning and no end. We enter into it just as God has no beginning and no end. It's a different sphere. It's a different life. It's a different realm. Okay? So we need to know the divine life. Even a verse like John 3:16 tells us it's not a human improved life under the influence of God or Christ or the Holy Spirit. No, it's a different life. Okay? Know the divine life. Okay, then John 10:10 shows one very startling thing. It's why, you know, one of the main things why Christ came, and it's not a secondary thing. You might say, like He does, I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly. So if somebody says, what's the reason for Christ coming? You ought to go to John 10:10 and let them get a better verse. I don't think they can do it. I am come that they may have life. Well, they already have life. But if they already have life, why would He said, I am come that they may have life? Surely He means the divine life. Right? His life. Himself. 2 Corinthians 4:11, for we who are alive are always being delivered unto death. That's not physical death. For Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus, the life of Jesus, also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. The life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. Is he talking about the historical Christ is going to be manifested? He's talking about the life of Jesus, who's no longer on this earth, who is going to be manifested in our mortality, you see. Do you see the picture? Then finally, Romans 8:10, but if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, which everybody ought to agree with, that the body has not been rescued yet, and it is still an engine of destruction used by the devil to ruin man, right? The body is dead because of sin. The spirit, that's one side, though the body's dead, yet the spirit is life. The little less spirit, that's my spirit and your spirit. The spirit is life because of righteousness, you see. So, again, we have Christ. If Christ is in us, this is equal to our spirit is life. This should impress you about the divine life. I hope so. In our this is that we would be seekers. This is not just truth and knowledge. This is that we would seek to know these things. Seek to know the life, you see. And we would be these kind of people.